What on earth is a patient-reported outcome, and why do I even want to know about that?
A patient-reported outcome simply is something that a patient tells to either a healthcare provider or a researcher about how they're feeling or functioning, essentially a symptom or how they're physically functioning. And that's generally done through simple questionnaires. Now, this sounds like a very simple concept. We all fill out surveys and questionnaires all the time. We get them in the mail, we get them by telephone, we get them by computer. But in fact, in healthcare, historically, unfortunately, we have not done a very good job getting information from our patients about how they're feeling or functioning. For example, a patient may come to see me in the office. I might meet with them for 20 or 30 minutes. And then until I see them the next time, they spend more than 99% of their time out of sight and out of mind. And we don't have really effective mechanisms for being in touch with our patients and knowing how they're doing. Now, certainly a patient can pick up the telephone and call us. Sometimes our electronic health record systems have a portal, but we know that most people don't take advantage of this. In fact, I saw a patient just yesterday in clinic who received chemotherapy and felt terribly, was in bed much of the time, had a lot of symptoms, and came back to see me 3 weeks later. And I said to my patient, and his wife was there with him, I said, you know, why didn't you call? You know, it's my job. I'd like to know. I could have helped. And he said, well, I didn't want to bother you. And I think, unfortunately, this is often the situation, that either it's too cumbersome or challenging, or there's some sort of block to communicating with us. And frankly, it's not easy to communicate with us. And so these very simple tools, electronic questionnaires that allow patients to tell us how they're doing, have actually had a remarkable impact on our ability to communicate with patients, to control symptoms, to reduce emergency room visits and hospitalizations. And in fact, in oncology, it turns out that people live longer when they are given simple questionnaires between visits to communicate with their doctors.